centers for the provision of services, support and protection to the child victim. The Children's House, which has been established in 2017, continues its operation, providing services to children victims of sexual abuse and exploitation under the supervision of the social welfare services and in cooperation with all the relevant services. And the program is fully subsidized by the government funds. A second Children's House will be developed and operated by 2026 under the Recovery and Resilience Plan. The values in the family laws were amended in 2015 and 2016, providing for the right of children victims of violence to psychological support even without the consent of the parent or guardian. In 2019, another amendment provides that the testimony of a witness given either in another room within the court premises or in another place deemed appropriate. To this end, a video conference connection with courts in all districts of Cyprus has been established within 2024, thus enabling children, victims of child sexual abuse and or exploitation, to testify in court while being at the Children's House. Thank you.
We will now hear from Mr. Yaluridis from the Ministry of Justice and Public Order.
Thank you, Madam Ambassador. According to the legislation on children in conflict with the law 2021, any form of deprivation of liberty of children should be a measure of last resort and be for the shortest appropriate period of time. Criminal prosecution and detention of children in conflict with the law are the ultimate measure and are only enforced if any other measures provided in the law have been tried and failed.